With the increasing violence in pro football, the result of collisions between bigger and faster players, it's surprising that baseball, a sport that has little physical contact, is suffering the most injuries in professional sports these days. In a recent essay by Pittsburgh Post-Gazette lead columnist Gene Collier, he reported that after only a few weeks into the 2024 season, 152 pitchers were on the injured list and 26 were out for the season. The list included Cy Young Award winners Clayton Kershaw, Justin Verlander, and Max Scherzer. Most of those concerned about the problem blame the training programs of today's pitchers for the epidemic of sore and injured arms in baseball. Pitchers have become so obsessed with throwing the baseball with more and more velocity that they overtrain in the off-season instead of resting their arms. A former manager complained that pitchers too often are ignoring the stress on their arms as they routinely throw fastballs that range from 96 to 100 miles an hour. But the human arm was never meant to throw a baseball that fast. The result for many pitchers is that the more stress they put on their arms, the more likely it is that their arm will give out.
And I think that we've known for years that this increase in velocity, which has trended up as resulted in this, you know, this set of consequences. I can look at an MRI scan almost and tell you that this pattern of injury is something that we're seeing with particular pitches.
Many worry that the problem with the epidemic of sore arms began and continues with parents who, after watching their kid throw hard, put pressure on the kid to throw a baseball even harder. A recent survey of youth baseball revealed that 70% of 13-year-olds have quit playing baseball either because they've injured their arms or can't handle the stress of dealing with parents who think that their kid will someday pitch in the big leagues if only the kid trains and plays all year round and keeps throwing harder and harder.
What I've told MLB is this is not going to change at the younger ages until it changes at the upper brackets. Because if the scouts are not going to start looking for anything different, well, then everybody is going to train as is required to be able to get a foot in the door, so to speak. So until we start to change the conversation and change the philosophy and swing the pendulum back, I don't see this getting any better. In fact, I don't see it stabilizing. I see it continuing to worsen, and it's tragic.
I played ball all year round when I was growing up in Pittsburgh, but sports tended to rotate with the seasons. One of the city's recreation centers was right around the corner from my house, so all I had to do was walk a few blocks to play outside on its grassless field during the spring and summer and play inside on its small basketball court during the autumn and winter. The rec center's ball field was smaller than a little league field because it had to fit between city streets. It also managed to squeeze in an outdoor basketball court and a paddleball court that was smaller than a tennis court, but not as small as today's pickleball courts. On any summer day, I could play softball, the field was too small for baseball, in the afternoon or early evening, mix in a little paddleball, and at night play basketball on a lighted court. When the weather turned cold, I hung inside the rec center building, where we played basketball pickup games, league games, and competed in a citywide tournament. In those days, the city sponsored softball, touch football, basketball, and volleyball tournaments, and we had a team in each one. The city also sponsored a game day where they held competitions in everything from ping pong and pool to chess and checkers. When playing several sports, I learned something about the strengths and limitations of my physical skills as a ball player. Short and skinny, I wasn't going to be the next Babe Ruth, but I was fast and quick enough to be a center fielder, a wide receiver, and a point guard. I also discovered that baseball and softball were my favorite sports, though I enjoyed playing football and basketball, but not so much volleyball. When I grew too old to play competitive sports, my aging legs held up while I ran marathons and half marathons, where the only goal was to finish the race. I did suffer a few injuries, including dislocated fingers, Charlie horses, and a shattered elbow playing high school football, but I've never lost my love for sports. While sadly I've reached an age where my ball-playing days are over, I have wonderful memories of the fun and joy I'd had during my time on the playing fields of my youth. This is Pete Peterson for Reading Baseball.